like the ocean tides. I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Stretches to the skies.
Your righteousness.
Your righteousness. Yeah, your justice flows like the ocean tides.
I will lift my voice.
I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow. Heavens, your faithfulness stretches to the skies.
Amen. Welcome to Living Well Church.
You may be seated.
I don't want to go too far. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's nice to have Ella's cousin in the house.
Yeah.
And welcome online. It's good to see some people back today from wherever you've been. We'll take you anytime. So, Living Hell Well series is coming up August 14th. And we are going to enlist your help, so be ready. We're going to get some video clips together and some flyers to hand out. And the video clips, if you wouldn't mind sharing on social media if you have that capability. We want to get the word out to as many people as we can because this series is going to draw people to the Lord. It's going to see salvations come. The Lord is totally in it. And we're going to have some sketches every week from August 14th to September 11th. And if you're interested, Jeanette's got one she could use some participants in. But you could let Cheryl or I know as well if they're, you want to do a little silent acting. So, like black and white film. We'll have some music in the background. We are doing work nights on Wednesday night. Aren't things improving beautifully? Let's hear it for the people working their butts off behind. Is it okay to say that? Oh, okay, sorry. I just faux pawed. Don't worry, I'll do it again. I'm so sorry. You asked me to do this, so it's your fault. But anyway, so we're excited that things are going to continue on Wednesday nights. And if you want to help completely rearrange a community room this week, you're invited not to miss the joy of investing in the work of Jesus. And so we appreciate anybody who can make it in any capacity. There's things to do that if you can't move something, you can do something. So come on and join us. We're excited to have y'all here. And now I'm going to turn this over to Pastor John.
In a moment, Ella's going to come up. She has been to camp and is going to share a couple words of testimony. But I need some practice this morning. Tomorrow, I'm doing a radio 30-second spot for, what's the name of the radio station, Lisa? WLLT. And here, all right, I practiced this several times last night, and I've got a stopwatch here. I've got 30 seconds, and this is the promo for the Living From Living Hell to Living Well series. All right, you ready? For centuries, hell has been understood to be a place where none of us want to go. But what if you feel like you're living it today? What if addiction and hopelessness are taking over your life? There is real hope. You're invited to attend the From Living Hell to Living Well series, directed and presented by Living Well Church and Jeanette Trotter, licensed clinical professional counselor. From Living Hell to Living Well begins 10:30 Sunday mornings, August 14th at the Dixon Living Well Community Room, 116 East 1st Street, Dixon. Check out livingwellchurch.org. Thank you for listening to WLLT.
Whoa!
31 seconds.
They're gonna let you finish the WLLT first.
I just want to share this. I wish the person, his name is Robbie. Robbie Bankston is my friend, and he's a young man. Well, he's in his probably his 40s. So he would so qualify for Jeanette's thing, but he lives at Marion, Illinois, and that's quite a jaunt from here. This is what I wanted to tell you about, was that Friday morning at camp, we have a very... camp is a vacation, but it's also got a lot of scheduled events. And our first thing that we go to, Margaret and I, we go to prayer watch at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's not, I wouldn't say it's a well-attended group, but there's a group of us that meet at that time, and we pray for the services and the events of the day and for the people that are at camp and whatever other prayer requests we have. Okay, so we went in on Friday morning, and when we got there, Rob was at the altar praying. So we all just sat there quietly for a little bit. And then the leader of the group said, well, everybody, we weren't going to do our regular prayer request time. We would just come forward and we would all pray for Rob. So we came forward and different ones prayed for Rob. And he said he's given up drugs and he's given up alcohol. But he had this fear of being tormented, like in hell. You know, where it's not going to be pleasant. And he was afraid, and he had this terrible fear, and he couldn't just seem to release the fear. He couldn't get over it. And he listens to a lot of different people, he's got all these ideas in his head. But Margaret and... I'll skip that part. But we would get to... So we prayed for him, and we went on with our day. Well, in the afternoon... At 4 o'clock, we have a women's group that meet, and I was going to be in charge of that. Anyhow, I had something I had to throw away, so I was out of my cabin going to the garbage, and I saw Rob. He was alone by himself sitting in the tabernacle. So I just went over to him, you know, and said how glad I was that he was at camp. And then pretty soon I saw Margaret coming across, and we were going to have coffee. So I said, Rob and I had been talking, and I said, why don't he could come and have coffee if he'd like. So he comes over to the cabin, and Margaret and I are talking to him, and he still was just talking about this, you know, he was afraid of persecution and all this stuff. And he just didn't see how we could not be all of us be all upset and worried about the coming events. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And I said, well, we all have, you know, we all think about that. But I said, we have our Bible and we have our faith in God, you know. And he gives us the peace. That's the only way you get any peace is from God. So... he drank some coffee, and pretty soon they had to leave, and so they both left, and it was only a minute, I swear, just a minute, and there was a knock at my door, and I opened the door, and there's Rob, and he's just glowing. I mean glowing. And God had given him the verse in Jeremiah 39, I believe it's chapter 39, verse 17, where he will rescue us, and he will protect us, and he will keep us, and he had peace that he has not had in 40 years. I tell you, he'd seen this movie when he was like in 11 or 12, and it just had him upset from that time forward that he was going to have his head chopped off or whatever, you know, whatever different movies portray. And so I was just elated, though, and I was just so happy. I could have done a cartwheel right there, but I didn't. I didn't do a cartwheel, but... You guys all know I'm a cartwheel lady, but it was just a thrill to be there, and lots of people have talked to Rob through the years. I mean, he's been on a prayer request for forever, but this was just fun that he had the real the peace that comes from God. And we just told him, you know, just read, and he'll show you things. And Rob says, well, he's read that before. I said, that's the way it is with all of us. We all find things, not every day, but when we do, it's always like, how could that be there? I never saw that before, but I was just thankful and happy with this.
Thank you, Ella. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Lord reigns, let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Will you stand if you're able?
Come, now's the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your One day every tongue, one day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you to now. One day every tongue, let's sing that again. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those. Worship. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your Lord Jesus, we do come before you this morning, thankful for the opportunity to just gather in your name. You have said where there are two or three gathered, you will be in the midst. And this morning, Lord, we seek you. We seek your face. Wash over us again with the beautiful story of the gospel. The story of our salvation, the story of the salvation of the world, the story of that which is to come. Forever and ever, you are Lord. And this morning we bow voluntarily, willingly at your feet to give you all of our praise, all of our glory, all of our worship, for you alone are worthy of our praise.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men. My example is he. Word became flesh and the light shined among us. His glory revealed. Living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands that healed nations, stretched on a tree, and he took the nails for me. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freely forever. One day he's come. One day the trumpets will sound for his coming. One day the skies and his glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep. O Lord, you preserve both man and beast. Jesus met a woman at the well in John chapter 4 and invited her to drink from water that she had never drank from before. He invited her to drink from the water that he gave, the living water. The song is called The Well. Let's sing together.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but the empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And although thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while, you'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well.
Jesus, there is no one else who deserves all the glory and praise. Just give it all to Him this morning. Let's make this morning count as a day of worship. Amen. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift Your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift Your holy name. For You are great, You do miracles so great, there is no one else like You. There is no one else, for You are great, You do miracles so great, there is no one else like You. There is no one else like You.
Christ, but because of that great work of the mighty Savior, we can come before the throne of grace boldly, and we just bless You for that, that we can come to You and that we can commune with You. And Lord, the scripture tells us to pray without ceasing, Lord. And we know, Lord, that that doesn't mean that we should just make long prayers. But, Lord, when we're direct with our prayer to you, and we've said our piece, Lord, we know that we can go out and live that out in our life, Lord God. And that is the true prayer, Lord God. It's not just a bunch of words, but it is the Spirit in action in our lives and listening and hearing you and being able to have that relation with you each and every hour of each and every day. And so, Lord, you know every care and every concern, Lord. This world, it has its own voice, and it tries to tell us what it wants us to hear. But, Lord, when we are in prayer with you, we hear what you want us to hear. And we move in the direction that you want us to move. So, Lord, we just look to that right now. We don't look to what the world has to say, but we look to what your word has to say. You said your command is this, to love one another. So, Lord, we just look to you in all of our ways that we would follow that one command, that we would love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that we would love our brother as ourself. So, Lord, we just ask that you work that in our hearts. Whatever way is out there for us, Lord, just work that in our hearts for each and every one. The action may be different, but the word is the same. And so we just thank and praise you for that right now. As we go into the message, we just ask that you bless the message to our ears and into our life right now. And we ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no
be seated. Ushers, thank you for coming to receive our morning tithes and offerings.
even set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness.
One of the hallmarks of knowing that we've been with Jesus is that he asks us to do that which is impossible in our flesh to do.